influence, not just on around my life, but a strong influence on kids that grew up in the Baptist church and the Methodist church and the Congregational. Those are probably the most prominent churches we had. We also had a Holiness church. But from the standpoint of morals, they all stressed the adherence of them, probably for more than one reason. One was the sinfulness of it, and the other was the opportunity to cause yourself some horrible experience, such as getting a girl pregnant. These were all things that we were taught with. A lot of stress was put on it. It wasn't just saying, "Oh, you'd be a good boy." My mother said to me, "Son, you get a girl that'll scratch your eyes out, and you can date her." And she said, "I didn't even trust your father." So you can see how, what kind of influence I was schooled under. And thank God it was, because I'm certainly a human being like anyone else, and I think that youngsters today are not at fault. Parents are at fault because they don't stress these values strongly enough. And I think they're just as important today as they were when I grew up. You avoid a lot of broken marriages as a result of it. And I'm just happy that I lived in a period. I feel sorry for you kids, I really do, because I don't think there's enough guidance there. We're all trying to be such liberals that we throw the goodness and what's come out of all of our religious training, we've thrown it out the window along with the baby with the bathwater. I guess that's how you say it. So someone preaches it to you a little bit, listen. It's well worth it. You'll be happy that some of the things that you've refrained from, rather than allowing yourself to be too permissive.
Mm-hmm. What about drinking, smoking, honesty, and those kind of values? See, were yours similar to your...
Smoking was no problem at all. We hadn't heard a thing about a health hazard or anything like that, so we were puffing ourselves to death. We really were. Even in high school, I smoked.
Even as an athlete?
Yes. Sneak smokes. We were very careful the coach didn't catch us. But that didn't say we didn't smoke. Mm-hmm. Drinking, we just come off from we had prohibition from 1918 to 1932. And that was, it was unlawful to drink anything. But I grew up in the days when everyone made home brew. And it became commonplace to drink. As I say, I suffered one night from the causes of it, and I explained to you how my mother reacted to that. We weren't allowed to drink when we were teenagers. My folks they would drink, but they wouldn't allow us to drink. I guess that's about the way it was handled.
Well, I think I'm going to wrap up. Is there any other major memory or thought that you might have from, well, let's pause. Is there any other major, any thought that comes to your mind of anything that you may not have shared about high school that comes back to you at this point yet?
Not really. I didn't really think that this would be part of what I'd be interviewed for. It's not a part of my life that is as fresh as it should be after... How many years? 32 and 88 is how many years? Oh. That 55 years being out of, 57 years being out of high school. So you're making me tap way back there.
Oh, but you did very well. You pulled a lot of good memories and interesting facts for me. I appreciate that. You know, you were telling me that a lot of the kids had lard sandwiches. What did you have in your lunch?
Thank God we never were that poor. We were the rich people. Even though we didn't have any money, as I said, We sold wheat at 32 cents a bushel. We had lots and lots to eat. everyone was in that same boat. But that's about all we had. We didn't have any money in our pocket, but we had lots and lots of money.
That's because you were farming?
Yes.
Good. Interesting. Well, thank you very much, Bob. And you shared many good memories, and that was my purpose, to try to pull some of those things from 57 years ago. I know it's been a while, and it gave a lot of interesting facts.
Don't let this get back to Portland, will you?
Okay.